You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
It certainly is. Good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to everybody. I hope everybody has a ripper day today.
Feeling a bit blue today, Roman.
Yes. Very good. Were you up all night thinking of that one?
Not quite.
Well, Terry has given a little bit of a prelude there. I'm talking about a film, an iconic film from 1980 called The Blues Brothers. And boy, was it a film and a half in its time. It starred John Belushi as Jake Blue, who's released from prison. And they go and see, with his brother Dan Aykroyd, who plays Elwood, they go and see the Penguin, who was a nun, who raised him and Elwood as young children, and she needs $5,000 to save their orphanage. And boy, during the film, along the way, do they make some enemies while they're trying to raise $5,000. John Belushi was a strange sort of a guy, bad cocaine habit, and there were many, many filming problems. And he died at the age of 33, very young age, mixture of heroin and cocaine. Silly boy. However, Dan Aykroyd, of course, he's kept going, and most people remember him as Dr. Stant in the Ghostbusters films. He was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Driving Miss Daisy in 1989. And he was also in a film that I really like called My Girl. And I can tell you my young girls must have watched it 40 times. And I probably watched it 35 of the times with them. It's just one terrific film. We really quite like that one. The Blues Brothers was a really interesting film in the cameo appearances by a lot of well-known people at the time. We'll start with Carrie Fisher, who plays Jake's ex-girlfriend, and boy, does she try to give them some trouble. A little bit of trivial trivia about Dan Aykroyd and Carrie Fisher. They were already a couple at the time, set up by John Belushi. Now, Dan Aykroyd successfully administered the Heimlich manoeuvre. For those who don't know, that's the one where you stand behind someone and give them a squeeze around the stomach to get food out. She said, "I almost choked on Brussels sprouts. He saved my life, and then he asked me to marry him." And I thought, wow, what if that happens again? I probably should marry him. However, she didn't. She went back to Paul Simon from Simon & Garfunkel and married him. Strange little bit of trivial trivia. Other people who appeared in that film were John Candy, singer Ray Charles. I was surprised to see Stevie Lawrence in the film. I watched it again on Monday night. He's the husband of Edie Gourmet, who had that song Blame It on the Bossa Nova. And himself, he had some terrific songs with Go Away Little Girl, one of his nicer ones, and Pretty Blue Eyes. Also in the film was a girl called Leslie Hornby. Do you know that name, Terry?
Yes. I can't think why, though.
Well, she was known in those days as Twiggy.
That'd be more familiar.
Yeah, now, back in 1965 at the Melbourne Cup, boy, did she cause a problem with this dress that was just sort of above her knee. Looking at the photo of it the other day, Mrs. Coz, and I thought, geez, looks like she's wearing a duffel coat these days compared to dresses that are around these
Indeed.
Days. Yeah, it was funny times. Little bits of trivia about the film. Dan wrote his first screenplay, that's Dan Aykroyd, in relation to this film. It went for 324 pages, which had to be cut back because usually one page equals about 1 minute on screen, so the film would have gone for about 5 hours. They used 13 different bluesmobiles, and in all the car chases, the stunts were real. And what surprised me, just watching the film, there was a lot of car crashes, and there's actually 104 cars crashed in that film. It's just crash after crash, if you remember the film. 60 old police cars were bought for the film as well. John Wayne's son, Ethan, was one of the stunt drivers. And boy, talk about some of the cameo appearances. Aretha Franklin appears as soul food cafe owner who tries to talk her husband from joining the Blues Brothers band, and she sings a terrific song called Think. Cab Calloway, who was an original songster for a song called Minnie the Moocher, was one of those sort of bluesy type of guys of the 1930s. And there was a 1960s Aussie version of that song by the Cherokees. A few of our listeners will remember that song, I'm sure. Frank Oz appeared in it. He's a puppeteer on the Muppets, and he was also the voice of Yoda in Star Wars. He appears as the prison officer who returns Jake's clothes really early in the film. almost at the end of the film, we see Steven Spielberg in Cook County Assessor's Office, and he's the one who takes the money from Save the Orphanage. And blues great John Lee Hooker was as Street Slim in the film, and he played a song called Boom Boom, and he was a legend going back for the blues people. For those who remember, it was such a huge hit, this film. It was similar to the Rocky Horror Picture Show in New York. The Blues Brothers were shown regularly in Melbourne's Valhalla Cinema on Friday nights, and I think this was out in Thornbury or one of those suburbs out there, throughout the 80s and 90s, where as many as 400 costume fans would watch as 30 actors recreated the scenes as the movie played, with everybody singing along to the music performance. Can you imagine being to that, Terry?
Wow, that sounds a bit cultish.
Yeah, it was huge at the time. Everybody in Melbourne had seen the film. I don't remember seeing it at Valhalla, but I saw it somewhere else. I know that I would remember them doing all of that costume stuff if I was there, so I must have seen it elsewhere at the time, and I downloaded the film on Monday night just to have a re-look, and boy, talk about action. Look, it was one of those films forever, if you like comedy and a bit of action and a bit of stargazing watching so many of those cameo roles. I quite enjoyed the revisit. Terry, I shall leave you this morning, and you've chosen a song from the film, have you?
I have. I thought Aretha's Think would be the way to go.
Fabulous. Oh, great. Okay, well, we'll catch you guys next Monday. Catch you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thanks, Roman.
Bye.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.